This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You want the good news, the bad news, or what's really buzzing around the nation right now? I think you want all three. So I'm going to give it to you. That's what we talk about here on this show. Thanks for hanging with us. And thanks to all the fabulous program directors out there who take America tonight. We appreciate your support. And there are some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful affiliates. We'll be talking about them over the next couple of weeks. In fact, if you're listening to me and something fantastic is happening in your neighborhood, send it to me, americatonightradio.com, americatonightradio.com. For example, if you're listening to me right now in Huntsville, Alabama on WTKI, who's the hero in your neighborhood? Did somebody do something that was worthy of making them the daily salute? I know there are many stories out there. How about our fans and friends on WSRQ in Sarasota, Florida? I'm coming down to Sarasota, Florida for a speech in July, and I can't wait to meet many of you. But if there's something you want to say and you've got a question, just throw it at me. AmericaTonightRadio.com, AmericaTonightRadio.com, or in the New York area, WVNJ, send it to me. Just don't ask me about the Yankees. Are they going to win the World Series? We're not even at the halfway point yet. Every time I open that can of worms for New Yorkers, that's what they ask. All right, it's not about baseball, although if you enjoy baseball, hopefully you get a chance to go out to one of the ballparks and your local ballpark and get a chance to do that. But on a serious note, there is a lot of conversation about North Korea. People are concerned about whether or not the Prez is going to have that meeting with Kim Jong-un. Why? It's unprecedented, too, because we know that it seems like, anyway, with the tests of the launches that Kim Jong-un has had in the last couple of years, that there is a chance that they could reach the United States. And there's a big concern about that, that's for sure. Speaking of concern, are you for the tariffs or against the tariffs? If you're listening to me and you run a multi-million-dollar business where you deal with O Canada and the European Union, you might not like the whole tariff deal. President Trump blamed Canada for the burning of the White House in the War of 1812, in the middle of the war over tariffs, during a call with Justin Pretty Boy Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, to talk about the administration's tariffs in Canadian steel and aluminum. That's where the imports are there. And, you know, he made a joke. When he asked if Trudeau took it as a joke, supposedly, they said to the degree one can ever take what is said as a joke, whatever that meant. But the president was referring to 1814. Can you see that? Can you hear that conversation? Hey, you burned us down. So now what are you trying to do to us? I think it's kind of funny. I would love to have known the context of that. I would have loved to know that. So, by the way, the Trump administration's 25% tariff on steel, 10% on aluminum. Trudeau intends to hit the U.S. with a 25% steel tariff, 10% tariff on consumer goods from the U.S. So that's not good because there is a lot of to and fro. There are some people who are running corporations that you're going to be affected by this. And how does that trickle down to the consumer? You could feel it in the prices depending on how long this goes on, depending on how long that is, right? How about this? Because we live in the phone sphere, that's our era. Everybody's on a phone. If you don't have a phone, I don't know. Who are you? I mean, seriously, everybody has some kind of device. It's crazy. So the CEO of a small wireless carrier that offers consumers an alternative to the major cell phone companies that charges a fortune say that AT&T refused to run its ads on AT&T DirecTV service as a way to suppress competition with the telecom giant's own wireless service. AT&T is fighting an antitrust suit, did you know that, brought by the Department of Justice, that wants to halt its $85 billion acquisition of, this could be a trivia question, Time Warner. And they now say it's changed the policy that kept Mint Mobile's ads off its pay TV service. Look, it's like a crazy game of checkers. Everybody's throwing the pieces in different directions. I feel I'm at Discovery, and there are five-year-olds playing with me, and they are throwing the pieces right at me. So they're talking about this ad buy that was blocked, and it was $500,000 to $1 million because DirecTV didn't want to promote a competitor on the service. I guess they can do that, right? Can't they block it? Did they get the money? They did. There's going to be a lot of this ticky-tacky back and forth until they figure that out. Right? Definitely. Definitely, definitely. All right, if you were curious and you're a woman and you have one eye open because you're thinking you got to get up and run and then run the kids to school and then you're going off to work, Costco, Microsoft, Insight Global CEOs are among the best leaders for women, they say. How about that? That they are the best. That's pretty good praise to be rated that way. Talking about working for them, talking about how they treat the employees, like Costco is number one for large companies. Craig Jelinek is the CEO there. And then you mix in a few others like HubSpot, Brian Halligan. Hats off, Mr. Halligan, in Massachusetts. Supposedly a great place, too, for a woman to work and how they treat women. And do you think there ever be a day where it's just like, you know what, we're just hiring the best person. We're all good. Everyone's good. We're not having a lot of issues with this. By the way, Apple was 20 on the list. Tim Cook, 20. But the list was pretty long, to be fair. It was a long, long, long list. Even Fred Smith was 21, and then you just go from there. Accenture in New York, Twitter in San Francisco. Best CEOs for women in 10 small to mid-sized companies. I'm just going to throw one out for fun, and maybe I'll give you two. Todd Olson in Pendo in Raleigh, North Carolina. That sounds interesting. And then there's also Noah Kerner in Irvine, California, and that's Acorns. Notice a lot of them are tech places because, of course, tech has exploded. So Twitter, Amazon, Fanatics, and then there's a variety of others. Google, LinkedIn, Adobe, Home Depot, Facebook, yeah. HCA Holdings. Do you get my drift? We're stepping aside. Gonna take a mulligan, and then we'll be back. What's your favorite ice cream? I'm just curious. Think about it. I'll give you 3 minutes. Kate Delaney, ATN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Dedicate one to the ladies. Now, sometimes a babe needs something to keep you cool. Oh, now sometimes a babe needs something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I got my banana, Dixie cups, all flavors and push-ups, too. I'm your ice cream man, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by.
Ice cream.
All my flavors are guaranteed.
I don't know why. It's summer. It's hot. And I started reminiscing, thinking back to when I was a kid. When I was a kid, did I think I'd end up doing what I'm doing? No. I didn't. I wasn't worried about it. I was worried about the good humor man, right? The good humor man, to me, meant that I was probably... I was going to get a vanilla king cone, maybe a vanilla instead. One day I would get a giant vanilla sandwich, they called it, which was, you know, just... gosh, I don't even know what you call it, what a lot of people call it, but it's the wafers. And then you've got the ice cream in the middle of it, so an ice cream sandwich. And there were others, so I like the stickless bars. And, you know, that was kind of almost like a Reese's thing. I definitely liked the cones. Am I making you hungry? I like the bars, the chocolate-covered bar. Oh, the chocolate-covered bar was so good. Oh, I can't eat any of that stuff now. Now I eat, like, handfuls of berries. So, Nathan, how about you? What kind of ice cream do you like?
Handfuls of berries. Isn't that true?
True.
I try to do smoothies more than I do ice cream, but It still happens. I grew up in Vermont, and I remember the Schwann's guy being around. I don't really necessarily remember getting ice cream as much on the street. I remember the orange sickles and bomb pops.
Oh, bomb pops. I love bomb pops. Yes.
Orange sickles, and push.
Do you remember the
ones?
Yeah, they were good. Do you remember the chocolate chip cookie sandwich? They always had those.
Chocolate chip, where it was like cookies on top and the ice cream.
It was where it was like two cookies instead of the ice cream sandwich, where it was the dark, like chocolatey thing. Instead, it was chocolate chip cookies, and in between was the ice cream. That was pretty good.
Whoa.
I know. Whoa. I can't even remember last time I had ice cream. I can't.
No, I did last night, so.
You lucky. back to our berries. Anyway, I thought that would be kind of fun. What kind of ice cream do you like? You can play our silly little game. Just send it to me. And I'll send you a copy of my book. I really will. Invade the Man Cave or Level the Playing Field. AmericaTonightRadio.com. You can dive on the digits, as always. 855-266-5283. I did my own little unofficial survey. And I found that among a lot of the people I knew, they liked the bomb pops that Nathan mentioned. Because they liked the pops. I mean, they liked popsicles. And that's what they wanted when they... when the good humor truck came around. I just remember hearing the bell. It's like we just knew it. It went round and round. And it just kept playing. And you knew. And it's like, psychologically, they had to... Of course they did. They knew that they would get us that way. And, of course, what parent is disagreeing? It's part of that whole ritual. I mean, I'm not saying every day, but certainly... they sent you out with your handfuls of cash, and they wanted something, and they told you to get something, and that's what would happen. And that's exactly what happened. I had an Aunt Agnes, and she would say, go ahead, run out and get whatever, and then bring her something back. And that kind of became a weekly thing that happened maybe once or twice a week, no more than twice a week. Oh, good days. See that? We weren't about being on any phones. Ugh, nobody had a phone. Not then. We didn't have a phone. Now they grow up with phones. My nephew, who is 16, and Owen, and I've talked about him, and he was actually on the air last week, he has a phone for the first time, and he doesn't really even use it. He just texts on it. He's gotten good at texting. But one of the things I loved about him growing up is he never wanted a phone. He didn't pay attention to the phone. I mean, I just thought it was great. So we didn't have the issue of him constantly being on it constantly. Now, who knows? But I know this. When he flew to see me, he was not on JetBlue. JetBlue is joining a bunch of airlines that are making it harder for passengers to bring emotional support animals on board. JetBlue announced that starting July 11th, it's going to require the customers to submit forms from a veterinarian vouching for the animal's fitness and vaccinations. Customers will have to tell JetBlue 48 hours in advance if they'll be traveling with a support animal. They must accept liability if the animal hurts someone or damages property. And the liability clause is similar to the one at United Airlines. Because unlike service dogs, like guide dogs, support animals don't need special training. Airline pet fees are waived for support animals, and the numbers have soared, I guess, for these support animals. And it makes sense. I mean, if you need a support animal, you need a support animal. I have a friend who is blind, and she has a dog that... that dog is her faithful companion. She can't go anywhere without the dog. But they're not saying dogs, because they're saying other animals. They're saying support animals. And it makes it, what are the support animals? Pet raccoons? I don't know. What are support animals? Elephants? I mean, of course, I'm joking. But what are they if they're not dogs? I thought this was a job exclusively assigned to golden retrievers or Labradors. I had no idea you could apply for this job if you were a squirrel. Perhaps if you were an armadillo. I don't know. It makes no sense to me. Emotional support. Can you imagine a bird? I got to bring my birds on this plane. Oh, would we not all go crazy? Yeah, we'd go crazy is what would happen. Since we're kind of going in this direction anyway, I'm going to stay here for a second with the whole travel thing. American Airlines apologized after shredded suitcases were greeting some of the flyers at baggage claim. Oh, I can't even imagine. A perfect weekend getaway, and then you come back to Dallas, Fort Worth. You wait. Your bag doesn't come around. Then you start speculating what's going to happen. Oh, I hope someone didn't pick it up. Oh, my favorite things were in it. And then you find your bag is over in a corner. It's heaped in a bin. Half of the bags are in there with them, and they're destroyed. So, I guess what happened was the suitcase was shredded. Most of the clothes were shredded. There was black grease, toothpaste, all kinds of crazy things that must have exploded on it. And it was just ripped. And then this inside, of course, the belongings are gone. But there is kind of a lesson in this, I think. You know, American Airlines, when the American Airlines heard about the destroyed luggage, they did apologize, and they told her they were sending her a $3,500 check for the damages and a $300 travel voucher. Listen, we're going to give you thousands for the bag and the shreddedness and then a $300 travel voucher. But see, here's the thing. I mean, what do you have in there? How much are the clothes? Probably not $3,500, but maybe she had other things. I don't know. Apparently, American 2017 transported more than 160 million checked bags, and they occasionally get broke or damaged, but not that often. But the fact that it was shredded is just, I think, the craziest thing. The craziest thing. If you've ever lost a bag, you know what that's like. I lost a bag from Dallas to Miami. Oh, and they were, of course, they're going to take the bag to you, and they're going to deliver it at 3 in the morning. We have your bag. There's the good news. Please stay up, because we're going to deliver it to your doorstep at 3 a.m. Oh, really? If you can travel light and you can take your luggage on, that is the way to go, my friends. Because then you don't have to stop at baggage claim. You don't have to worry about your luggage. You don't have to pay the extra freight for it. Because almost every airline now, they do, unless you're a frequent flyer with some big status. Otherwise, you're usually paying something for the bag. Something! I'm going to introduce you to a really cool author in just a few moments in our virtual green room. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump signed into law an expansion of private care for veterans as an alternative to the troubled Veterans Affairs health system. Trump said the bipartisan measure is a part of his administration's effort to support veterans.
These are sweeping, historic changes. There's never been anything like this in the history of the VA. Never been anything close. And we will not rest until the job is fully done.
A new report by Trade Partnerships Worldwide finds that the tariffs imposed by President Trump against Canada, Mexico, and the European Union could cost the U.S. an estimated 400,000 jobs. Newsweek found that the economic consulting firm discovered for every steel and aluminum job gained, there will be about 16 jobs lost in other industries throughout the rest of the nation's economy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Boy, what a great guest we have today here on the show on ATN. Mary Fatterin joins us, and she's the author of a book that's my favorite genre of book, contemporary romance. The book is The Lovable Resident. Mary, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. Very, very honored.
Let's talk about, and, you know, some people, for kind of a shortcut, they call it chick lit. And my whole life, my mother, who was actually partially an academic, had such a love of chick lit or contemporary romance. And so I grew up with it. And I find it fascinating in pulling stories together and coming up with a novel and what the inspiration is. And what was the overall inspiration for you, and what made you write this book?
Well, that's a good question. This book was actually something that came out of an exercise from my creative writing class. We each had to pick out a starter type of an idea from this book that we had as a textbook. And we had to, for me, my assignment was to write about a man or a woman character who is a lovable character, but he does something really dastardly. And so I just spun this story and had the first chapter already written out, and I gave it to the people in my class, and they all liked it. They all liked the idea about Mike Oates, you know, being so wealthy and good looking and having any girl he ever wants. And, you know, he drove a really fast car, beautiful. I mean, everything about him was just ideal, you know. And yet he does something really, really dastardly. And somebody in my class had commented that, you know, we meet this kind of person in school or college, you know, he's sort of like the big man on campus. So I thought that I was hitting a nerve as far as people really liking the idea and wanting to know what happens to him and how he deals with this thing that he's done. So there's a whole bunch of story plot twists, and, you know, that's how he started. I kind of modeled him after some people I might have known in the past, but basically it's fiction, so that's how it was. That's how it started.
And, you know, they talk about, too, when you write and writing this novel, you write about what you know about. So you talk about the hero, Mike Oates, the up-and-coming surgeon, a resident surgeon in a very well-known hospital. And your background as a writer, author, blogger, you got a PhD in pharmacology, so you know this area. You were a research scientist. This probably is a little bit comfortable for you, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, you know, I'm a real, before I even went into grad school, I loved all those medical shows, like Marcus Welby and ER and everybody like that. So, and I used to work at a hospital. I was a pharmacy tech for a couple of years. And, you know, when somebody would code, they would all rush into their room of the patient, you know, and they all try to resuscitate him and everything. And so there's a scene there that has that kind of detail. And so in the pharmacology, I learned a lot about medicine, and I got to go to classes with some medical students, depending on, you know, what class it was. But I remember all those days when I basically was in science and research. So, and then I also worked at Yale for a couple of years. So I was sort of familiar with the place, and I used to live in New York, so I was familiar with New York. So I kind of took out a lot of the ambiance and the atmosphere of all the different scenes there from there. And then I also went from the Midwest, so Mike Oates is from the Midwest. So it all kind of got together and blended real well for the story.
And in putting the theme, the characters, their interactions together, was that a fun process?
Yes, it was. I like dialogue. I don't like straight dialogue. I like to give some kind of a nuance to what people are saying in a scene. I enjoy the interaction between my characters. I like to have characters that are strong and memorable, and they have a way of kind of making a truth come to life, you know, that kind of thing. So Mike Oates gets involved with Lauren Moore, who's a very strong woman, and she's a lawyer, and she used to be a childhood friend. So there's a whole bunch of background between them, and yet somehow this whole problem that he has now, this very deep hole he gets himself into, he has to reach out for her to help him out. So I really enjoy that. I really enjoy putting together these dialogues and scenes.
And you can tell by reading the book, Mary Fatterin is with us, and her book is The Lovable Resident, and it is a contemporary romance. How long did it take you to pull the book together, Mary?
Well, about a year and a half, because there was some times when I really kind of had to put it away and deal with, you know, real life things like working 9 to 5 or, you know, dealing with other things like school, because I am going to graduate school at this time, and I have been since 2016. So I had to put it away for a while, and then I worked on it again, and then I finally found somebody who said that, you know, they'd like to publish it for me. And so that kind of gave me the push to really finish it. And I remember the day that I was writing most of the chapters that were going to be ending up, you know, I gave him the first half, and then I was working on the last half of the book, and I was really tired out. It was a marathon writing time, so, but that's how long it took. I mean, if you were to think about it, not all writers write every day, and for me, I don't write every day. I kind of let it sort of simmer through my mind and see where the plot might go, and I have like a little bit of an idea what it's going to be like and what the ending will be like, but I like to just kind of take a seat back and think about it a little bit.
So when once you finished it and it was all pulled together, what was that feeling like?
I really thought it was a great feeling. Was my first novel. It was sort of hard for me to imagine that I would ever write a novel, and then here it was, it's been published. And, you know, I worked in a lot of different areas of work experience in my life, and just started writing in 2015 or 2016. And for serious, and then I quit my job in August and became a full-time writer. So I really wanted to just make this work, and it was a very great feeling.
Yeah, and again, the story is fantastic, and the book is The Lovable Resident. It's contemporary romance. I think anybody can read this. Mary Thatterin is our guest, of course, and we're talking about pulling it together and the story. And did you ever get to a point while you were writing this? And I think it's kind of neat. I've had writer friends who have written more than I have, and they say that the character sometimes takes on its own direction. Did you feel like that was happening as you were developing the storylines?
Yes, actually. I started to think that these characters had their own ideas about what they wanted to say. It seemed like that was happening. And, in fact, my professor at the graduate school that I'm attending, she has been very helpful about putting things there that giving me ideas about how to make the scene better and everything. But she told me, you know, you have to ask yourself, why did you write this book now, and what are the characters trying to tell you? And that was the most interesting question she asked me, because it was almost like, you know, you have to actually listen to these characters when you start writing what they're saying, and understand who they are. And you know, there was another class I took, which was given by the Midwestern Writers Organization here in Indiana. But the woman who gave a little class online, she said that for each character, you have to have a through line, which is something that the acting profession has in what they do with their own character sketches. You have to give them a motivation. You have to give them a way to deal with what's going to happen to them. And I spent a lot of time writing about each character that was even to the most minute or minor character, you know. And I think it really helped a lot.
I love that. What's their motivation? That's perfect. For everybody that's listening to us out there in this conversation about how do you pull it together, and you go from a writing class to this. So how, Mary, where can people get your book? How do they get your book?
Well, there are Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com, and they're also available in booksellers and brick-and-mortar stores everywhere in the world. I believe my new publisher is actually, we launched it not too long ago, so it has a new cover. So I believe this is available everywhere.
Nice. All right, so pick it up. The Lovable Resident, Mary Thatterin, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Morning breaks, you'll creep back to the attic, peering out the tiny light with avid eyes, hoping that someday you'll let it go.
Such a pleasure to bring onto the show clinic forensic psychologist Dr. John Huber. You know, we talk about how we don't talk about mental illness enough in the United States. And finally, we're starting to do that more. And on this show, anything I can do to shed a light on any aspect of it, I absolutely am available to do that. And I've told many, many people that. And today we're going to talk about anxiety, irritability, and that the fact that that might be one of the first warning signs of depression in kids. Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, Kate, thanks for having me on. I'm glad that you're doing this. This is what we need.
So talk about that. Why is that one of the first warning signs, and how can you tell?
Well, kids in general, you know, they can understand everything we say, but they're learning how to talk still. They don't have the kind of vocabulary that we have, and they don't understand their emotions, so it comes out in agitation. They know they don't feel right, so they pester other people and stimulate confrontation. And a lot of times it even shows up like they have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Wow. So you have to, as a doctor, you have to try to differentiate between that. That's got to be tough sometimes, because there must be some similarities.
Oh, definitely similarities. You know, we're always looking for that irritability with depression anyhow, even in adults. But when kids can't vocalize what's going on, it's really hard.
So as a doctor, what do you do to try to pull that out of kids?
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with the age and developmental maturity of kids. When I'm doing therapy with kids, if you walked in, you might be surprised to find me on the ground coloring on the floor with my patients and playing blocks and Lincoln Logs and trying to get them to express themselves in ways that is easier for them to do that.
Yeah, and that's a tried and true kind of therapy, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. It's why when you're looking for a therapist for a child for this situation, you need to find somebody who actually has training and experience working with kids and adolescents.
So how can you tell, what are some of the warning signs that you might have a child at any age level that might be depressed?
Probably the big three are changes in sleep, changes in their appetite, and then that social withdrawal. They're just not playing with the friends they normally play with, or they isolate themselves completely.
Wow, so social withdrawal, changes in sleep, changes in appetite, definitely warning signs. What are the some of the reasons why kids typically get depressed? Is it peer pressure? Is it something that's chemical? Is it a combination?
It's a combination. The same types of things that get adults depressed work with kids, too, only on their kind of a world. I mean, you have a young 5-6-year-old child, and their universe is the kitchen, the living room, and their bedroom. And all of a sudden, you put them in the daycare or school, and now they've geometrically increased their world. And little things can cause stressors for them at that point that can overwhelm them.
Yeah, so what are some of the little things? Changes in the environment, because all of a sudden their world, like you mentioned, was the home, and now, boom, they're catapulted into a daycare where they've got other kids around them, activity, and having to try to meld into that and waiting to be picked up and whatnot.
Well, yes, and then they find their friend, and, you know, it's maybe their first friend outside of family, and all of a sudden a new player comes in, another child comes in, and he's having to share time or she's having to share time with that person. And it's like, wait, they don't like me anymore. Why do they have to have another friend? And they're not developmentally mature enough to comprehend that situation as adults are, or even adolescents in some level.
Yeah, makes sense. We're speaking with Dr. John Huber. He is a professor and teaches undergraduate and graduate psychology at Texas State University. So if a parent's in this situation, how can they help their kids who feel sad or seem like they're always sad?
Well, communication. That's the first step. Put your cell phone down, put the iPad down, get them off the iPad, get them off their cell phone, you know, if they've got one, and talk to them and start a conversation with them and find out what they're thinking and feeling as best they can express it.
Yeah, you're the chairman also, by the way, it's worth telling everybody this for sure, for Mainstream Mental Health, which is a nonprofit that brings positive change to the lives, that's the goal, to lives of people who suffer from mental health issues. So what are some of the things that you've been able to do with Mainstream Mental Health?
Well, right now we're doing a lot of education and trying to get people to address the fact that every one of us has to deal with mental health issues at some point, whether it's ourselves or a family member. Looking at the U.S. data from the U.S. government, 1 in 5 of us meets the criteria for some sort of diagnosis. Unfortunately, only about 1 in 4 of those individuals actually get help. So we have to deal with it every day at work, when our families get together at holidays, and if we don't talk about it, we're not going to be able to deal with it successfully.
Yeah, and you heard me mention that at the top. I can't do enough to shine a light on that because I see that, as you say, 1 in 5, and then maybe 1 in 4 get help. That is a staggering statistic, I have to tell you that, Doc. And why probably people don't get help is because maybe they don't have access, they don't know who to reach out to, they don't think they can afford it, or they don't want people to know. The not wanting people to know, I would think, would have to be pretty high on some people's lists.
Definitely, definitely the stigma associated with that. But what we need to realize is, you know, this is considered, you know, part of your health care records and stuff. So they're not going to actually know unless you come out and tell people. It's between you and your caretakers, your physicians, your psychologists, and your therapist and your family. So we should treat it like we would getting pneumonia or the cold.
I totally agree. And it seems to ratchet up, and I'm sure for kids as well, because that's where we started. When you talk about children and anxiety and irritability and all of that, it has to, I would assume, get maybe worse over the holidays. Does it?
Yes. I mean, think about it. You're getting ready to immerse yourself in the people who know you the best. And if you've got a sibling or a cousin who likes to tease you about something, they know all the right words. They know all the right buttons. And so it's not always a good thing to take a break from the school stressors or those social stressors that we have to deal with on a normal everyday situation.
Yeah, boy. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. Keep it up for sure. Dr. John Huber, again, trying to really raise an awareness, and check out mainstreammentalhealth.org. Thanks for being with us on America Tonight.
Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that, Kate.
Wow, so I think it's good. I think it's important. I really mean this. I've seen this with people I know. I have several friends who have come to me and have been dealing with something that they haven't told very many people about. And I think it's good to reach out to the people around you, like when you're not feeling right, and tell them, let them know, so that you can get help. And it's not a persistent thing that's gnawing away at you and eating at you and, you know, causing you problems. I'm very happy to say that we're starting to talk about this more, and I think it's super important, especially, you know, here we were talking a lot about kids and what were the warning signs, and it makes sense. All of a sudden you're in one place and you're foisted into school, and I can't even think back. I'm thinking back to what it was like when you, and many of you remember this, when you first went to school, and you could say, well, buck it up, but it's so different now. And I think the ability to see those signs and to help a child or grandchild or whoever it might be, it's so vital when they're younger. Because if you can nip this and work on it when somebody's younger, imagine how much healthier they would be as adults. And that's part of the problem, because of that what happens to you as you're young, what forms, what goes on when your children in those key years, 1 through really 6, and how you pull that into adulthood. So imagine if you're suffering from something like depression, and you're young and very young, and you have high anxiety and you have high irritability, but people slough it off as kids will be kids, and that's the way it is, and they're not paying attention to those signs. I think if you could pay attention to those signs at the younger age and have the ability to treat that, again, I'll say that, I think it makes the leap into adulthood a little bit different than when it goes unnoticed and kind of flies under the radar, if you will. So hopefully a lot of people were able to get something out of that. Go to mainstreammentalhealth.org.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.